Today in the Council of Trent, we're going to take a look at transgender insanity, starting with a video that was shown to fourth graders at Bramlett Elementary School in Georgia. So the video shows a chicken Muppet and two dog Muppets, one of whom is wearing a rainbow collar. The normal dog asks rainbow collar dog if he wants to do dog things like chase their tails or sniff stuff, to which rainbow dog says,
"Actually, I like to play with yarn. Yeah, it's what? Fun. Yeah, yeah, or... I like to clean my paws like this. And you clean your face too. Yeah. Or we could practice purring like this.
Purring?
Yeah. And we could try to meow.
Meow. The normal dog then tries to get help from Ms. Social Justice Warrior.
Miss Madison?
Oh, hey, Gulliver. You're back. Did you find Barry?
Yeah. We've got to talk.
He seems like a nice guy.
Oh, great guy. He thinks he's a cat.
He thinks he's a cat?
Yeah. He's over there talking about yarn, purring, and licking.
Well, that's okay, isn't it?
Well, I think you should talk to him.
About what?
Well, about being more like a dog.
Gulliver, you're really struggling with this.
It's weird.
It's not weird, just different. Hmm? I couldn't ask Barry to change who he is. That would make him really sad.
But...
Gulliver, accepting people for who they are is a very important skill.
Yes.
We accept you for who you are.
Notice the contradiction that the teacher says we have to accept people for who they are, but she absolutely refuses to accept normal dog's normal reaction to a dog who is deluded and thinks he's a cat.
That's different. I'm a dog who acts like a dog. Well, that's normal.
Not normal. Just more common.
Oh, and there's no such thing as normal or way things that are supposed to be, just things that are statistically common. That's why we need to teach children about things like natural law to combat this stuff.
I don't understand.
It's okay to have questions. Questions are good if they help you to accept someone for who they are.
The video is also kind of sloppy because it reinforces the idea that a transgender person is confused about their objective identity, just as this dog is simply wrong when he thinks he's a cat. The video makes it seem like that even if he acts like a cat but isn't, we just shouldn't care. The video can't even go all in and say the confused dog is really a trans dog or is trans species because most people would immediately recognize that's insane. Well, most people. Because you see, TikTok is full of people who identify as Therians, people who say they're some kind of animal. The Therian identity is also described in Matt Walsh's documentary, What is a Woman?
Kids that are identifying as animals going to school, and they are purring instead of answering questions, and they meow, and the teachers are not allowed to question it because it's considered a queer identity.
So you have kids that are going to school and they're saying, I'm a cat.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers have to affirm them as a cat.
Yes. So it's not
schools
just
are like
the
literal zoos now, basically.
They are.
I am a 27-year-old transgender woman. I am a wolf Therian and a member of the furry fandom.
When and how did you discover this inner wolfness?
Probably around age 10 or 11. I was watching an anime about wolves and see the wolf running across the screen, and I'm somehow just intrinsically like, oh, that's me.
You even have middle schoolers protesting other students being allowed to identify as animals and harass other students, as can be seen in this recent news clip.
Nearly 75 students and parents showed up facing the school saying they're unhappy with how administration is handling reports of harassment.
Okay.
You guys cannot regard me without my permission!
This is video a Nebo Middle School student took last week. Parents say there's an issue between some students and others who call themselves furries, or people who enjoy dressing up as cartoonish animals.
Back when I went to school, you know, you couldn't dress that way. You couldn't do certain things. And I think it kind of needs to go back a little bit. Like, I know kids need their own personalities, but it's ridiculous when kids are dressing like animals and licking and biting people. I just don't think that's okay.
Now, Bramlett Elementary School released an email apologizing for the transgender Muppet video, saying the video was not intended to promote an ideology, but was, quote, not the best choice. But don't kid yourselves. The only reason they're showing this kind of transparency and relenting is because they got caught. If parents do not keep tabs on what schools are doing, even in small conservative communities, this kind of indoctrination will keep happening. Oh, and before I continue, you might notice I'm not on camera for this one. That's because I'm really feeling under the weather. So you're getting more of the experience that my podcast listeners get, which, by the way, if you are a listener on the podcast, thank you. I really appreciate your support. And if you are watching on YouTube, definitely check out and subscribe to the podcast, because we have Free for All Fridays on the audio podcast where I talk about all kinds of fun subjects, Catholic and non-Catholic. All right, so the other video I want to talk about is Vosh's recent critique of an older video Father Mike Schmitz put out on how to compassionately respond to those who identify as transgender.
You know, ever since he was little, we didn't have to tell him he liked dolls more than he liked trucks. He liked dresses more than he liked jeans. He liked pink more than he liked blue. And you think of that, wait a second, that's how you know that your little boy is actually a girl?
No, the only way you know is if you're... little boy says so.
And my little boy says he's Spider-Man, but that doesn't make it true. It's horrifying that children are being abused in this way, and Vosh is just wrong on this, about this kind of evidence being what is used to diagnose children as young as toddlers, as being transgender. You can see that in this now-deleted video from Boston Children's Hospital.
A child will often know that they are transgender from the moment that they have any ability to express themselves, and parents will often tell us this. We have parents who tell us that their kids, they knew from the minute they were born practically, and actions like refusing to get a haircut or refusing to stand to urinate, trying on siblings' clothing, playing with the quote opposite gender toys, things like that.
You can also see the same pattern in other kids paraded around in the media as being transgender.
You didn't want to play with boys' toys, girls' toys. You didn't want to play with wear girls' clothes from a tiny age.
The only thing I really liked was babies, like baby dolls, because I just like babies. But apart from that, I was really heavily into like sports, and I liked skateboards, and I liked all this other stuff. But yeah. I was never into girls' toys, dolls, princesses, anything pink at all.
What the data shows is that in many of these cases, transgender identity is related to social pressure from peers or parents, not from an actual biological condition. We know this because European countries are pausing transgender treatments for youth. In fact, a 2024 study from the Netherlands that followed transgender youth over the course of 15 years showed that only 2% of teens increased in gender dysphoria, but 19% became more confident in their authentic sexual identity, and 78% were unchanged one way or the other. The authors say the results of the current study might help adolescents to realize that it is normal to have some doubts about one's identity and one's gender identity during this age period, and that this is also relatively common.
It's just something that's arbitrary. Skirts, that women wear skirts, is arbitrary. That women play with dolls or over trucks is arbitrary.
Hold on, wait. If you really think it's arbitrary then, Mr. Priestman, you shouldn't have any issue whatsoever with cross-dressing. But
the fact that a red traffic light means stop and a green one means go is arbitrary. We could have reversed them. But even if it's arbitrary, acting in contradiction to them is still really bad for you. Likewise, pink used to be a boy's color and blue used to be a girl's color. But social norms help clue us into biological realities. And so purposely transgressing them in order to subvert biology isn't good for the human person. We just shouldn't be confusing people like this.
Oh, she's absolutely adorable.
He.
Oh, sorry. He's dressed all in pink.
That's his favorite color.
Oh, that's fun for him.
Father Mike is just saying that in many cases, a child who merely has gender non-conforming behavior ends up being shoehorned with a transgender diagnosis. In fact, that's a high problem for transgender identity in general. There's no difference between a transgender woman, quote unquote, and a gender non-conforming man who dresses and acts like a woman but says he's a man. The two individuals dress and act the same. One merely claims to be a woman, but even though the term would have absolutely no meaning for him.
This trans woman is biologically more like a cis woman than a cis man. And you would want to tell your doctor all of this. If you came into a doctor's office as a trans woman, having not gone through a male puberty and having been on hormones your whole life, basically, and you say, yep, I'm a man, XY chromosomes, yep, that wouldn't tell the doctor very much at all. I mean, your genitals certainly wouldn't function and operate like a cisgender man's would. Your entire body would be awash with chemicals that make it act differently to how, say, my body goes through.
No, it would tell the doctor a ton. It would explain what's wrong with his body and why he's presenting with certain female features, even though he doesn't have ovaries, a uterus, or a vagina. You would tell your doctor, I'm a biological male who takes massive amounts of female hormones.
What if you had a machine that didn't change the chromosomes, but changed everything that the chromosomes would themselves change? So you had a person who was XY, but had a vagina, a functioning womb, breasts, so on and so forth, right? There are people like that, right? The XXY development.
No, there aren't people like that. XXY is Klinefelter's syndrome. These are biological males who have stunted development. It's obvious they are men, not women. And you can make all kinds of science fiction arguments about changing everything about a person's body except for their DNA, but that's not possible. Instead of basing morality on science fiction, we should base it on science fact. And it's a scientific fact that human beings exist in a sexual binary. This is something that even atheistic biologists like Richard Dawkins and Jerry Coyne strongly defend.
When people say there are 100 genders, for example.
I'm not interested in that. As a biologist, there are two sexes. And that's all there is to it.
BIID stands for Body Integrity Identity Disorder. And what BIID is it's when someone looks at, like, say something like their hand and says, this isn't my hand. It feels foreign to me, or these legs feel foreign to me. In fact, there was a documentary I watched a number of years ago about a woman who she perceived herself to be a paraplegic. She perceived herself that her legs didn't work.
Again, this is a mismatch between how you perceive your body to be and what your body actually is. It's a disconnect between empirical, like, verifiable bits of information, not a dissatisfaction with the way that your body is.
When you look at people with body identity integrity disorder, you see an uncanny resemblance to transgender identity. Here's a video about a woman with this condition in the UK. Notice how it's so similar to transgender identity. The person feels that their healthy body is wrong and needs to be changed to correspond to a faulty internal psychological view of themselves.
Chloe Jennings-White spends her days confined to a wheelchair. It's tough to get around, and she struggles with living in a world that isn't built for the disabled. However, Chloe is actually able to walk perfectly, and chooses to live her life like a paraplegic, due to a rare psychological disorder called BIID. BIID has led Chloe, a Cambridge University-educated research scientist, to harm herself in a bid to become paraplegic for real.
I have fantasies about having a car wreck and becoming paraplegic from a car wreck.
Perhaps most shockingly of all, London-born Chloe is on a quest to find a surgeon willing to operate in order to paralyze her legs forever.
I did find a surgeon in another country who would be prepared to do femoral and sciatic nerve transections to paralyze my legs. It would be at least $25,000. I don't have the money to do it. That's basically the only reason that I've not yet had surgery.
Finally, we get your classic anti-Catholic smear against priests from Vosh.
And we try to get an idea of how they feel about something, and we'll never, like, exactly know, but we can get a good feel for it. Vosh, he has empathy. He knows what a 12-year-old boy feels like. Sorry. That was good. Well done.
This is Rich coming from Vosh, given that just 2 months ago, he was caught looking at pornography of the animated Child Kind, or Child Corn. I'm not going to say the child P word so YouTube doesn't strike my channel. But specifically, an image called Lolicon popped up in one of his streams. And I kid you not, in order to defend himself, he said he thought the pornography was actually animated goblin porn. And the whole thing was one big misunderstanding.
Is like a threesome with two chicks and a guy. And in retrospect, looking at it, knowing now that that artist is a lolicon, yeah, I can see it. When I looked at it, I think the vibe that I got was like short stack, thick kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like the way like goblins get drawn in porn. You'll have to entertain me for a moment on this presumed shared knowledge of how goblins get drawn in pornography. But you know how they're all like thick short stacks, right? That was the vibe that I got, because in the image, the girl that's shown has super thick legs and has a belly. So that's just the vibe I got. But now, knowing that the artist is a lolicon, which I have been roundly reminded of, obviously, knowing that, it was intended to be a lolly drawing. So, like, that's how it is, right? It's a drawing. You get it without context.
But all this isn't surprising coming from Vosh, given that he's previously defended the morality of owning child corn.
In fact, and this is going to be a real hot take, I have yet to hear a convincing moral or legal argument as to why possession of child pornography should be illegal. Actual child pornography.
Now, there's more I could address in this Vosh video and other things he said on the transgender issue, but maybe in the future we could do a debate on it to get everything out on the table. Until then, if you want to learn more about this issue, I definitely recommend Ryan Anderson's book, When Harry Became Sally, and Abigail Schreier's book, Irreversible. Thank you all so much, and I hope you have a very blessed day.